This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Basalt may have raised property taxes illegally by not asking voters if it's okay. Wednesday night was the second community meeting about the possible violation. Our reporter, Wyatt Orm, was there, and he's with me now in the studio. Hi, Wyatt.
Hey, Zoe.
So, was there a violation?
The town says maybe. Some of the residents there on Wednesday felt that it was pretty clear that, yes, the town had violated TABOR, and that's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. It says basically that voters need to approve any tax increase. Since 2010, Basalt has been raising the property tax mill levy, but it never okayed it with the voters. The town says it may be violated TABOR because the law does have some gray areas which could apply here.
How much money did the town collect that it supposedly should not have, and what will it do about it?
The town's on the hook for around $2 million collected over the past 4 years, and it's not responsible for anything beyond that because of the statute of limitations for TABOR. The town has a few options going forward. Number one, it can put a ballot question to voters in November, essentially asking for forgiveness. This would freeze the mill levy at its current rate and let the town keep the revenue that it's already collected. Number two, the town can lower the mill levy back to its 2010 rate and refund the money that it's erroneously or supposedly erroneously collected over the past 4 years. But the town manager, Ryan Mahoney, said that this would mean cutting services. The third option basically is the town draws a line in the sand and says they didn't do anything wrong. There is apparently a nuanced technical legal argument to be made here. It's up to the council to decide which of these three options it wants to pursue, and they'll likely decide this in the summer.
So can you give us a sense, what was the mood in the room like?
The people that were there seemed kind of confused, and some seemed a little irritated. A dozen or so people were present. A few wanted to know how much of a refund property owners might get before they vote in November if the question does end up on the ballot. Right now, the town doesn't have an exact number for them.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Wyatt Orm speaking about Basalt's possible TABOR violation. I'm Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.